and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle, and him, Tom Allen. And sorry, I just thought I was changing it up again.
I liked it more. Susie, guess what we're celebrating?
Easter.
And?
Chocolate.
And?
Our friendship.
Yes, 300th episode today.
This is the 300th episode. God, it feels like 300 years, doesn't it?
I was going to say, is it 300 years? Could be. Could quite easily.
But I mean, for the people that are listening, it does.
It probably does. But 300 episodes, I can't believe that.
That's, yeah.
I know. It seems like just yesterday, doesn't it, Suze? We started our little meanderings, our little chattings, thinking nobody would listen.
And now upwards of seven people, literally tens of people listen every week.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it.
How was your Easter, Thomas?
Oh, it was very nice. Thank you. We did an Easter egg and spoon race.
Did you? Yeah. Real eggs or chocolate ones?
Actually, specially made plastic ones for the occasion.
Oh, very good.
Not for the occasion, you know. But we did that. And then I was taught how to play chess by
Who taught you to play chess?
My nephew. And he was much better than me.
That's impressive.
And but it was quite fun to play. And I didn't realise, but the rest of the family were like, you know, you've been playing for like an hour and a half. I was, oh my gosh. I thought I was just, you know.
Drunk again. Drunk on chess,
which making me think of the musical.
Well, of course. Were you dressed as Elaine Page?
Of course, big, boofy hair, yeah.
And he was dressed as Barbara Dixon?
Yes, it was quite...
What an event!
It was quite the Easter. What were we going to say? Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to do the same gag as you about chess.
Oh, we were both on the same page. We were on the same square.
On the same Elaine page.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
So the first ever episode, producer Emma's just popped it in the chat, 14th of October, 2015.
Oh my God, that's...
It's 10 years next year, Tom.
18 months off 10 years.
Oh, yeah, too much if we're honest, isn't it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's amazing. So 14th of October, 2015... Gosh, it was a different world then, wasn't it?
Wasn't it just?
Still in the
EU. Still in the EU. We've had, 17 prime ministers since then, is it?
Yes, 200, almost as many prime ministers as we've had episodes. Yeah.
So 300. So what? They're normally about half an hour each. How many hours of us chatting is that of us on the internet?
It's 150 hours, isn't it?
It's 150 hours. I mean, that's too much.
That's a lot, isn't it? When you put it together, that's almost a week's worth.
That's almost
talking,
a week of us just Hey Tom, would you like to listen to our first ever sort of intro?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, let's have a listen. Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends,
the podcast where two homos...
Hi, I'm Susie.
Oh, and hello, I'm Tom. Talk about life, love, and culture. Sometimes.
Yes. Well, welcome. This is episode one.
Yes, welcome to episode one, our first ever together. And I'm a little bit worried because I think I've swallowed some chewing gum.
That's literally what's happening moments before we go live for our first broadcast as
now?
Pioneers.
Should we do it? Press that. Oh, what's happened to my chewing gum? I thought I had it in my mouth and then it's gone. 7 years it takes to get through you.
I mean...
7 years.
I thought that it might have sounded like we knew, like we had a plan.
I thought we sounded much more. I thought we sounded really professional at the time.
Yeah, I think I'm also still, I was still sort of using my podcast voice at that point, I think. I think I'm still sort of doing my, hi, I'm Susie.
No, whereas now I'm, you didn't. You didn't know, you sounded just like you were.
Do I? Do I sound just like myself?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what we chatted about?
Obviously swallowing chewing gum.
Swallowing chewing gum, of course. I wonder if there's another bit that we can listen to. Emma, do you want to dig out a little bit? And like all good lesbians, I have a cat.
Oh, yes.
Val McKelly.
Who's a lovely cat. The only cat that seems to like me.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of them talk about you behind your back, but she's very fond of you.
I bet they do as well. I wouldn't be surprised. They don't, yeah.
They're very catty.
If anything, they're very catty. Not bitchy, though.
No, not bitchy at all.
The bitches really like me.
It's true. Bitches love Tom. Mm-hmm. A title for your next show, perhaps.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Endless titles for the show, yeah.
Tom, could you let us know maybe three things about you?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you that I am from South London, Bromley. I'm from a place called Bromley. And I can tell you that I love cooking. I love my favorite thing to cook is a roast chicken.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I love to roast a chicken. Calms me down, makes everything right with the world.
Do you put a lemon up its bum?
Yep, and garlic as well. Oh, I tell you. Oh, it's the best. It's just, I don't know why I find it so soothing.
Do you put butter under the skin?
I have done that with a turkey, actually, Susie, but I've never done that with a chicken. I put it on top of the skin, though. I do.
I feel like what happened in the first episode is I talked a lot. Sorry about that. I feel like I was
not at all. I love it.
No. Well, that's very generous of you to say. It was a long time ago, though, wasn't it? A long time.
Yes. It really was a long time ago. I was trying to think about what was going on in our lives, but I don't think that much.
No, I think that was the problem, really. Nothing much was happening. We were, we were still going to Edinburgh at that point, weren't we?
Oh, God, yeah. We still did a number of Edinburghs more.
Yeah, we did.
Because the poor listeners have had to listen to us sort of hanging on by a thread, recording over that graveyard. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yes, in the room, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh my, how things have changed.
Now we won't even be in the same room.
Now, we won't even be in the same city.
After the incidents.
Yes, exactly. Wow, it's funny to think back, isn't it? At the time, of course, you know, a couple of years difference or a couple of, you know, everything felt so massive, didn't it? But it is that cliche of looking back and going, oh, look at us, just, you know, that little way.
And I think at that point, I was very stressed all the time about my career and about where I was in my life and whether I was in the right spot and what I was doing and did the right people like me. And now I just couldn't give a fuck. I mean, I feel like I'm in the right place, don't get me wrong, but like caring about what people think of me, she's died.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good.
I mean, obviously I care about what some people think of me, people that I like or people's opinions I value. I still want people that I to like me. I'm still kind to my friends and family. But what I'm saying is that sort of period of like thinking like, oh God, is that person going to invite me to their thing? Oh, that part of me's died.
Oh, that's great, Suze.
Mainly because I don't want to go to anyone's parties.
Mm. I can't recommend that enough. Never go to people's parties. Never, never, never.
I'll come to yours.
Yeah, yes. Likewise. But otherwise it's a lot, isn't it? It's a lot. Life is a lot.
It's just so hectic.
Do you know what? I'm starting to ignore a lot of emails.
Are you?
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I think if it's something that I need, they'll get in touch in another way. Is that very arrogant of me? And not all emails.
No,
like not emails from, you know, people we work with, but anything else.
Get that bit in there.
Yeah.
Just so you know. In case they're listening.
Just so you know, everyone. But other people, I don't sort of, I think, well, actually, I can't deal with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've got a bit like that on WhatsApp. I think I don't have time for this now.
I mean, a WhatsApp group.
Oh.
I mean, what is this, the pandemic or something? I haven't got time. There, I've said it.
There you go.
There you go, everybody.
It's about making time for things that you do like to do. Talking of things you do like to do, have you still been having your piano lessons?
Yes, I've got one this week. Yeah,
right.
With Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Friend of the show.
Yes, after work for both of us, after school.
After school club?
After school club, and I'm looking forward to it. I like it.
What are you playing?
Well, we're sort of going back to basics with it a lot of the time. So what I've realised I've
chopsticks.
Been able to do. Yes, exactly. What I've done is often just fudge a melody or an accompaniment, which sounds all right, but actually if you take it out of context or where I haven't got the music in front of me, it will sort of sometimes fall apart. So what we're trying to do is go back to basics and build up. That's what I find anyway.
And are you feeling confident about potentially doing a large performance?
I don't know about that.
I think we should book the Royal Albert Hall.
I think if you book it and they will come. Okay, I'll do that.
That's the thing.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. Maybe I'll do that. Suze, how are you doing? Did you have a nice Easter weekend?
Oh, thanks so much for asking, Tom. Yes, we did. The weather's been a bit hit and miss, but on the whole, it was very nice. Yeah, saw some family. Oh, the mum and dad were down.
They came to you?
They came to us. Can you believe it? Didn't buy me an Easter egg, bought my daughter one.
Oh.
What do you think about that? I'm basically dead to them.
Yeah, basically, they've got their priorities, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. We went out for dinner, went to the Station Pub, lovely pub in Brighton.
What did you have? Was it a roast?
I did have a roast. I had pork belly.
Lovely.
It was very nice. Really enjoyed it. Great food. Mum and dad. Lovely.
Nice.
And then we went to the park. I mean, it was a very nice day.
Oh, great.
Did a little Easter egg hunt around the house for some chocolate.
You have to be so careful saying that, don't you?
Easter egg hunt?
Yes.
Yes, one does have to be careful.
It can sometimes be overheard.
For sensitive little ears.
Yeah. Oh, that's all around the house. Lovely. Did you play it as hot and cold?
No, because my daughter doesn't quite get hot and cold, and then she gets quite cross about the whole thing.
Okay.
Because she'll be like, I'm not hot. Be like, yeah, we've not quite got there yet. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
What did you do, Tom? Did you do a piece of lamb?
Well, we barbecued a piece of lamb on Saturday, but what I didn't realise is the clocks hadn't gone forward at that point. So what that meant was, well, it was dark when I was barbecuing it.
Right. Sure.
That was awkward to be in the garden in the dark.
Yeah.
And of course, get overambitious, try and do the potatoes on the barbecue as well. Alfie's like, well, Alfie enjoyed them. But I wonder if I overextend myself sometimes.
How do you do potatoes on a barbecue?
Well, in a tray, basically. Put the tray in the barbecue. And it just makes them a bit... I like to think, oh, I'm so sort of, you know, kind of old school about it. You know, just cooking on an open fire. But in
like,
truth...
Sort of like a Rick Stein thing of like, you know, once you've got the barbecue going, you just as well pop the potatoes on there as well.
Pop the potatoes in. There's no problem.
Put a whole fish in.
I've put a whole fish on it before. I've done things on it before. I think I just get ahead of myself and go, yeah, exactly like you say, I've got the barbecue going. Let's make the most of it. And
I think you're being slightly harsh on yourself. I think that is barbecuing. Things don't have to be perfect.
Well, that's nice of you to say, I suppose. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, getting the temperature right is very tricky with a barbecue. You got one, didn't you?
We did, yeah, but I don't touch it. It's Alice's domain, the old barbecue.
Oh, really?
I'm more of the potato salad lady.
Well, that's nice.
I know my role, but Alice feels... Mm. She really comes into her own when that barbecue's out.
Does she?
And I respect that.
You respect it, don't you?
I got it.
What is she like? No, leave me alone. I'm doing this. Is she like that?
She's sort of like, I'm busy doing a marinade. That's going to sit in there for a bit. Now we're going to come upstairs. You know, she just knows what she's doing.
There's a routine with it.
And, you know, I do fuck things up by sort of fannying around.
Do you?
I do, though. Yeah. I'll sort of, at the last minute, sort of throw some more salt onto something and it might ruin it, actually.
I'm getting a bit salty. More salty, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are already a little salty.
I'm getting a bit more salty in my old age, yeah. I think it's... I read that book about putting salt on everything and...
Acid,
I think
salt,
I got carried away.
Fat, whatever it's called.
Salt, fat, acid, heat. Is it? Yeah, something like
yeah.
that. And I think I just think, oh, just put loads of salt on everything. And now everything tastes like crisps.
Mm. Delicious.
By which I mean delicious.
It's exactly how you want everything to taste, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So you've mastered cooking.
So I'm a restaurant chef now.
Oh my God, good for you.
But salty and... And then, of course, you've got to clean the barbecue, haven't you? So
yeah,
you cleaned
that's
it
a fact.
In the day and then you've got to clean it afterwards. Oh, I tell you.
Too much.
That's a lot. So we got the barbecue going just to sort of burn off any debris.
Debris. That feels vague.
It does, doesn't it?
And I too vague. Too vague for delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not delicious. I tell
not
you that.
Not delicious at all.
Doing that for nothing.
I remember my nan telling me, this isn't debris, but I always think of it when I'm like cleaning a barbecue or cleaning the oven. Yeah. When my nan was little... and they were really quite, they were quite, I mean, everyone was quite poor, I think. This would have been in like, I guess like the early 20s.
Right.
They would get like a couple of bits of bacon. from the butchers. And they'd grill the bacon and have a tray underneath it to catch all the bacon juice. And someone, like the dad, would get the bacon and then the kids would just dip their bread into the bacon juice.
My God. Yeah. Dripping.
Which sounds delicious.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Bread and dripping, I suppose, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is that what bread and dripping is?
Well, it's, I think dripping is beef fat, but it's the same sort of principle. I think, we forget and like actually... Well, I don't know. It's like we're very sort of addicted to fats, but we go, oh, I have these healthy fats now, olive oil and stuff. But I don't know. It's very...
I don't know.
Imagine. Sounds wonderful. When I had a bacon sandwich on Easter weekend, we did it with hot cross buns.
You put bacon in hot cross buns?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I think that's terrible.
Yeah, a lot of people were outraged.
Oh, no. Tom!
It's like a brioche.
No, but it's got raisins in it. You can't do that.
Look, there's no, they can't get you for it.
They can, and I will. You're going to lose that. You know, Marks and Spencer's are so keen on you.
Oh,
and they're going to say that you've ruined it by putting,
bacon in a hot cross bun.
They're going to say, look, we thought he was stylish and debonair and classic and classy. And now we've just found he's some ruffian that tucks bacon in whatever he can.
Tucks bacon into a hot cross bun. I'm sure it was them who told me to do it anyway.
Oh.
Oh.
Not St. Michael's.
Maybe not.
Was it nice?
Delicious. Absolutely.
Was it?
Wonderful. The bacon was from Marks and Spencer's.
Well, of course it was. Where else would it be from? Have you ever had a bacon and banana sandwich?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, now listen, our friends that live on the other side of the world, get in touch and let me know. But my auntie in Australia made it for me when I first arrived in Australia. Not when I'd been there before, but when I had got off a plane.
Yeah.
I honestly had just got off the plane, went to her house, had a little snooze. I woke up. She was like, oh, he must be starving. I was like, yeah, I really am. She was like, what about a bacon and banana sandwich? I was like, Auntie Sue, are you? She's moved to Australia and now she's mad. Oh, God.
She's lost her mind.
But she made it for me and it was delicious.
Wow.
Because they fry the banana.
Oh.
In the same pan.
Lovely. What, like sliced or... mashed?
No, it wasn't mashed because I think the consistency of a mashed banana might be too much, but it was like a sliced banana. Okay. Only like it was only really heated through in that good grease.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think I would like it. Well, I think salty and sweet is lovely, isn't it?
If you're putting bacon in a bun, you'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Love that for you. Did Alf like it?
Yeah, he didn't have an egg with his, but I did.
Oh my God, you put an egg in it?
Yeah.
Tom, you're wild.
Look, this is the way I roll. What about holiday weekend?
I mean...
You're shocked, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, did you have any kind of brunch yourself? Did you brunch yourself?
Did I brunch myself? No, we just had hot cross buns, but we had them in the traditional way. With butter, how Jesus would have wanted.
Yes, that's true. That is the traditional way, of course, isn't it?
Maybe sometimes a pinch of jam. Not too much.
Not too much. I mean, I have seen them glazed. People sort of glaze them a bit, don't they, as well?
Yeah, but not with an egg.
Not, well.
It's not an egg wash.
It might be.
Another thing that my Auntie Susan does is sprinkles sugar on a... I've just remembered this. She sprinkles sugar on a hot cross bun.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, as if they need to be... I mean, delicious, but I mean, speak to your dentist.
Yes. Or don't.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice. In Australia, I remember having very specific things like the butter was, I don't know what it's called. If there's any Australian listeners, you'll tell me. What was it called? Arnott's or something.
Sure.
And biscuits were particular brands. Obviously, Tim Tam, but.
Anzac biscuits, I love.
Oh,
do you like
an
Anzac biscuit?
Yes.
Oh, they're delicious. Dipped in a tea because they're quite sturdy.
And did you have a Lamington when you were there?
Yes, a Lamington.
Nice little square of coconut and raspberry. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah,
I love it. Little treats.
Talking of little treats, I must have been having too much of them because I had to go to the dentist last week.
Oh, did you soon?
Yeah, I've got to have a crown. Not one for my head, one for my teeth.
Like a real queen.
Like the queen that I am. She's got a crown. Oh my God. The dentist is the biggest luxury in my life. Oh, it's the most expensive thing in the world.
Really?
I mean, it's so expensive. Mm. It's so expensive. No wonder people, like, I don't know how people cope. Like, obviously I'm in a very privileged position that I can afford to go, but it's like, honestly, they can charge what they want, Tom. They it's can. Daylight robbery.
Mm, hundreds, is it?
Oh, you and the rest.
For a crown?
Yeah. Multiples of hundreds.
What are you,
And then they got to give me a wash.
What? What
do you mean? Teeth, not my body. I'm not going in nude.
This isn't a dentist.
They chain me to this thing. It's a ball in my mouth. That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's normal.
But they've got you over a barrel.
But they do that as well?
Yeah, because I don't know how much it's meant to cost. So they said, this is what it costs. And I said, okay, and gave them my card.
Are they giving you like a gold? Is it a gold crown or a?
No, because I am not my father.
Oh.
He has 3 gold teeth. Enough in the family.
Enough.
There is enough gold teeth in the family.
Enough already. Wow. So what do you have? You're going to have what one? A sort of ceramic one? Is that what they are?
Yes. I've asked for it to be Royal Doulton.
Yes, that's lovely.
It's China.
Lovely. It's got a handle on it.
And sort of a picture of someone riding a horse.
Oh, I like things like that.
Painted on.
Up right now. Right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Is that Royal Doulton?
Spode.
Oh,
but
so
I have
sorry.
Got Royal Doulton notes.
Well, of course you do. Well, I've got it all over my teeth. Moraylands, as my dad would say. Moraylands.
Oh, no, so when have you got to go and get that done, or has it been done?
Oh, I had to have it half done. They had to do a bit of it, and now I've got to get back in 2 weeks, and they've had to send away for a mould to be made. I was like, I'm sure you've got one that will just do. Just pop it on the top. It's like wearing a hat, isn't it?
Yes. You can see why people get dentures, can't you?
Well, that's what I'm getting now. I'm going to go and get turkey teeth.
Oh,
and they're
going to
get massive.
Lovely. Massive teeth.
I saw a very funny video from a comic saying about people on their way to Turkey and people on their way back. How on their way back, everyone's like got hair and new teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone feels
what
amazing.
What a trip. And like Louis Vuitton bags, spelt slightly incorrect.
Louise Vuitton.
Oh, you know her. Dolce and Banana.
Lovely a sandwich. Oh, nice.
Dolce and Banana would be, because isn't Dolce like a word for like caramel or something like that?
Yeah, sweet, does it mean? Like Dolce Latte is like sweet milk.
Okay, someone needs to do a Dolce and Banana ice cream.
Oh.
And if you want to get in touch with me, we can do it together. If you're an ice cream maker, please.
Do it.
Please reach out.
Please reach out. We're here for you. We've always got ideas.
But you listen, ideas. I'm basically a businesswoman. Just call me Deborah Meaden.
You basically are just coming up with ideas.
Honestly.
Putting them out there.
Non-stop. I'm basically business these days.
She's so business.
I don't really do stand-up anymore. I'm more business than anything else.
If anything, she's the business in show.
Business. That's me, baby. Again. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. Business show. It sounds like a sort of conference though, doesn't it?
The business show. It sounds like the kind of thing that I might be doing the awards for.
Oh, yeah. You would be good at those.
Thank you so much. Shall we listen to the last few minutes of the first ever episode?
Oh, I'd like that. This trip down memory lane.
To give ourselves a little review.
I would like
okay,
that.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if it sounded like these two. How old would you have been 9 years ago, Thomas?
Well, I would have been 31.
You were 31. I was 27. Young whippersnappers.
32.
Let's see what... let's see if we think that these two podcasters have got a career in it. Christina, Martina.
Martina. Who's Christina? I don't know Christina.
Christina Vasileva.
That's how little I know about sports.
So little you know about lesbians, Tom.
Is she not a lesbian?
No, Martina is. Oh. Christina, we've got no idea.
I think I'm getting... I'm melding Martina Navratilova and Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera is not a lesbian. Well, she might be, but she might not.
I don't know. You haven't asked. Is she married?
She is married, but that doesn't mean anything. Elton John was married.
This is true. This is very true.
And he is married again now because gay marriage is a thing.
Garage is a thing.
Yes. So, so, but yeah, you, there aren't enough. Well, you'll have to be the next big one for everybody.
Well, not in that suit. I'm tiny in it.
Yeah. Have another suit, mate.
Please join us again. This was the first episode.
Yes.
Of Like-Minded Friends.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Well, what it sounds like we were trying to out people.
It does. And it also sounds like we recorded it in an airing cupboard.
Which we kind of did in that tiny little studio. Do you remember? By London Bridge. By Tower Bridge. In between London and Tower.
Yeah.
Melching. We haven't melched for a while.
We haven't melched for a while, Suze. But also, I think gay marriage, same-sex marriage was such a new thing.
Yeah.
I still had in my mind... marriage was something that only straight people did.
And doesn't that link nicely to going, Tom, congratulations on your documentary, your first documentary that came out last week. Everyone can watch it now on the iPlayer.
The iPlayer.
Celebrating 10 years of gay marriage, but also shining a light on the journey that we're still on.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Everything. Yeah. The past, the present, and the future. And it was lovely to make it. A lot of time you spend walking in and out of rooms.
Yes.
And making a documentary.
Sure.
They film you walking in, then they say they got it wrong, can you walk in again? Then they film you from the other angle, from behind you walking into the room.
Ooh.
And then they film you saying hello to the person you've already said hello to. So you have to fake that hello. And then you
go... giving us a peek behind the curtain. Who'd you
yeah, think? That's how documentaries work. And then you do the bit that actually...
Tom, actually, this isn't the rest is entertainment.
I know. It did feel a bit like that, didn't it? Sorry, guys. But just a little peek behind the curtain. A lot of walking along the road. Because then that's the bit they film that. And then that's the bit in the end that you do the voiceover over.
Yeah, you go. As I walked, I wondered. Like you're Carrie Bradshaw.
Like I'm Carrie Bradshaw, exactly. Yeah.
Well, isn't that funny? What a lovely coincidence that you mentioned that. And then this week, last week.
It's true, isn't it? That is nice.
What a lovely little bow.
Yeah, it's a little bow on top of our little gift.
Which is a gay podcast for your ear holes.
Yeah. For everybody's ear holes.
Oh, yeah. The podcast is just a bit gay. And not just for gay people. Listen, you're all welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Unless you're a prick, and then you got to go.
We don't even know.
We couldn't tell, could we?
How could we screen that? Yeah.
Right, I must go.
Suze, you've got to go. How's your back doing? Everybody's very keen to know about it.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I'm actually on my way to physio now. It's much better.
Okay.
I've done a few, I was about to say episodes. That's not a thing. A few classes of performance.
That's how podcasty Suze is now. She just sees all of her life as a series of episodes. Osteopath series.
Yeah, my osteopath series.
Family podcast.
Yeah, family podcast. Love it. I am going to the physio. I've also been doing reformer Pilates.
Oh, thank
goodness.
That's
on that machine.
Because you've been to, you needed to change. So I'm glad you've gone to the reformer
honestly,
one.
I'm so
not the ordinary one.
I'm so bored of being someone that says I've got a sore back, honestly.
Oh, Suze, no.
I'm so bored.
Also,
I'm not bored of my life. That's a terrible thing to say. I've got such a lovely life. I'm so lucky and privileged. But let me tell you, I'm sick of having a bad back. That's it.
Yeah, fine. You're allowed to have feelings.
Am I allowed to have feelings? Can I have feelings, Tom?
Just because you've got a nice life doesn't mean you're not allowed to feel anything. But my stretch therapist friend, Amy, listened to the podcast last week and she's messaged me. I'm going to forward you her details. It might be an option.
Sounds like it might. Okay, great.
You'd like her a lot. And hello,
sure
Amy.
Would.
And I'm sorry I haven't responded to your WhatsApp. I realised as we started the podcast talking about not responding to messages, I haven't responded to Amy's message.
But just do it now.
So I've basically what this podcast is now is just a lot of admin being covered for me. Also,
Mom, I'll be over in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay, marvellous. Right, well, listen, I'll speak to you next week.
You bet.
Well, listen, I'll probably speak to you before then, but if I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week. I love you. Goodbye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, b